The significance of Arba'in. In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Salam, everyone, and our heartfelt condolences to you all on a doleful day of Arba'in, or the 40th day following the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the younger grandson and third infallible successor to the Almighty's last and greatest messenger to mankind, with the universal creed of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Stay with us for a special program on the occasion of Arba'in. Every year on the 20th of the month of Safar, for the past 1381 lunar years, the faithful have been commemorating Arba'in, which refreshes our grief for the supreme sacrifice of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, had offered in order to salvage Islam and all humanitarian values. Those who can afford the journey and have the time are not restricted by the laws of transient governments that rise and fall, are unafraid of the threats of terrorists, and this year have taken the necessary precaution to be immune from the coronavirus pandemic. Those who can travel to Karbala in Iraq to pay homage to Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. As for those who cannot or are overawed by the above-mentioned impediments, they commemorate Arba'in in their homes, towns, villages and cities by holding mourning ceremonies and reciting the special ziyara or standard form of salutation for the immortal martyr of Karbala on this day. Last year, an estimated 20 million mourners from all over the world had assembled in Karbala in Iraq for the day of Arba'in, with many of them marching on foot from distances of hundreds of kilometers, in acknowledgement of the service done to humanity by Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Imam Hussein said, "I'm seeking to bring about reformation of the Ummah, of my grandfather, the Messenger of Allah, and to enjoin the good and to forbid the evil." He was not afraid of death and had courted death in unequal combat by refusing to yield to the godless rule of a cowardly tyrant, thereby inspiring the conscientious in every age, every era, and every place to bravely challenge and defeat the illegal claim to authority of the incompetent. Though pilgrims from Iran and other countries are absent this year from the Arba'in pilgrimage due to a variety of reasons, including the coronavirus pandemic and terroristic threats of the great Satan, the United States, millions of Iraqis from all over the country are currently converging on the city of Karbala to pay their respects on the traditional 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. The Ziyarat of Arba'een, which we recite in Karbala, and indeed from our homes if we're not fortunate enough to be in Karbala on the 20th of Safar, has been narrated from a companion named Safwan al-Jamal from the Prophet's sixth infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, in which the Imam told him to visit Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and to recite a specific salutation on the day of Arba'een. The fact remains that the visit to the blessed tomb of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his noble family and friends on the day of Arba'een was an extremely important event in history. The first such visit took place when the Prophet's aged companion, Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, travelled from Medina to Iraq to pay his respect at the grave of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Atiyya al-Awfi, who accompanied Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari to Karbala, relates, "On the day of Arba'een, we reached Karbala for pilgrimage to the grave of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Jabir took a dip in the river Euphrates, cleansed himself from the dust of the journey, and put on neat clothes. He then moved at a slow pace, with tears flowing down his eyes, towards the holy grave of the Prophet's grandson. At every step, he would supplicate to God and glorify him for having bestowed this blessed opportunity. On reaching the grave, Jabir, who had almost lost his eyesight, asked me to help him place his hand on the grave. Upon touching it, he cried and fainted. On regaining consciousness, he cried out three times, 'Ya Hussein!' Then he said, 'Doesn't a friend know his friend?' Then he said, 'How can Hussein, peace be upon him, answer whilst his jugular vein has been cut off and his head separated from his body? I testify that you are the son of the best of the prophets, the master of messengers.' After some time, Jabir turned towards the graves of the other martyrs in Karbala, saying, 'Greetings to you, O blessed souls that reside beside Hussein, peace be upon him. I testify that you truly maintained prayer, gave alms, enjoined good, forbade evil, waged jihad against the infidels, and properly worshipped God, thereby reaching the status of certitude.' Then he said, 'By him who granted prophethood to his messenger, we share in what you achieved of the rewards.'" Atiyya al-Awfi asked Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari, "How do we have a share when we were not present on that day in that place, didn't go through any hardship, and didn't fight with the sword? Whilst these dear ones sacrificed their lives, their heads were separated from their bodies, and their children imprisoned." Jabir ibn Abdullah said, "Atiyya, I heard the Messenger of God say, 'Anyone who wholeheartedly supports a group will be resurrected with it on Judgment Day, and anyone who supports the deed of a person will have a share of it.'" The 40th day has special significance according to the Holy Quran and the Hadith. In the Heavenly Scripture, in Ayah 51 of Surah Baqarah, the Almighty admonishes the Israelites for their wrongdoing in the absence of Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. Ayah 51 of Surah Baqarah says, "And when we made an appointment with Moses for 40 nights, you took up the calf for worship in his absence, and you were wrongdoers." And in Ayah 142 of Surah A'raf. The Almighty informs us, "We made an appointment with Moses for 30 nights and completed them with 10 more. Thus, the tryst of his Lord was completed in 40 nights. And Moses said to Aaron, his brother, 'Be my successor among my people and set things right and do not follow the way of the agents of corruption.'" It is also mentioned that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, was entrusted with his mission after 40 days of fasting. For his part, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has informed us in a famous hadith, "Indeed, the earth laments over the death of a true believer for the period of 40 days." A similar statement from the Prophet's fifth infallible heir, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, reads, "Indeed, the sky lamented over the death of Imam Hussein for a period of 40 days." These are indeed the divinely inspired words of a grandson for the heartrending martyrdom of his grandfather. Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, who as a four-year-old boy had witnessed the tragedy of Karbala and in its aftermath went through the equally tragic ordeal of imprisonment, along with his parents, aunts and grandaunts, was to recall later in life the 40 days of suffering, beginning with the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, on the day of Ashura, 10th of Muharram, until the 20th of the month of Safar, the day of Arba'een. The noble survivors endured and on release from captivity in Syria, visited Iraq for pilgrimage to the shrine of the Chief of Martyrs, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Thus, if the earth mourns for an ordinary believer, then how about the lamentation for the Prophet's grandson and his third infallible heir, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, who in order to keep alive Islam and humanitarian values, sacrificed not only his life, but the life of his dear and near ones, including the infant son, Ali Asghar. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, needs no introduction. Even non-Muslims have been inspired by his epic uprising to enjoin good and forbid evil in society for the sake of God, in order to restore to its original form the pure monotheistic message of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, that had been distorted beyond recognition within half a century of the passing away of the Messenger of Mercy. So, what factors led to such a distortion of Islam, and who were the culprits that were responsible for such a cardinal sin, is not the purpose of this brief radio program. The fact that, until this day, Karbala and the symbols of mourning for history's most blood-curdling tragedy continue to be target of terrorists is proof of the fact that Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, drew a permanent line between truth and falsehood until eternity. The Prophet's grandson had acted justly and fairly and put his heart, mind and soul and life at the disposal of God to liberate the people from the yoke of ignorance and the evil of bewilderment. Indeed, in return, the Almighty has made his shrine the gateway to paradise for which every pilgrim strives to achieve. So intense are the consciousness of God and the love of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet in their hearts that the pilgrims are the devotees of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Know that no modern-day Yazidis will be able to dampen their spirits or obstruct their journey to the shrine of the leader of the youth of paradise. They know the importance of performing the ziyara on the day of Arba'een, which according to a famous hadith of Imam Hassan Askari, peace be upon him, the Prophet's 11th infallible heir, is one of the 5 characteristics of a true believer. The other 4 characteristics are reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in a raised voice during the obligatory ritual prayers, prostrating on sand during the ritual prayer, wearing ring in the right hand finger, and reciting every day 51 rak'at of salat or prayer, 71 obligatory and 34 recommended. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, was neither a cult leader nor did he divide the people on a sectarian basis, as the deviationists have done in Islam and all other religions. As a symbol of unity, he strove to enlighten all of us, not just the people of his age, but also of all times and all places, as is evident by the commemoration of the tragedy of Karbala every year in the months of Muharram and Safar. The message of the martyr of Karbala is for all humanity. Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, attracts and does not repel. It means that those who repel but do not have the power to attract cannot be considered the followers of the Prophet's grandson, and indeed their claim to be true believers is open to doubt. This is what we learn from Karbala and the dynamic phrases of the ziyara for the day of Arba'een. And I bear witness that you kept your promise made with Allah and strove in His way until what was certain came upon you. So curse of Allah be on those who killed you, and curse of Allah be on those who oppressed you, and curse of Allah be on the people who came to know of it and approved it.